I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. China recently announced plans to relax its long-standing one-child policy, but that doesn't mean you're off the hook if you broke the one-child-per-family rule. Well-known Chinese film director Zhang Yimou is finding that out. He and his wife have publicly admitted to having three children, although he denies having seven, as some reports have suggested. Still, the famous couple will probably have to pay a hefty fine, and the whole country is talking about it, according to the BBC's Yuan Wu.
Well, he's a big celebrity, you know. He directed so many memorable movies, such as Raise a Red Lantern and Red Sorghum, and he also staged the Olympic opening ceremony in 2008. The news has been big in China because up till a month ago, China's one-child policy was in place. And if anybody violated that policy, you have to pay a heavy fine plus other penalties. And somehow, in May this year, news surfaced that Zhang Yimou had seven children with various wives and, you know, other people. So people become very curious about whether this is true or not, and they want to hear from him. They want to know whether the family planning committee in Wuxi, which is the eastern part of China, is doing their job. And for 6 months, Zhang Yimou has been completely silent, and people just asking, why don't you respond? And suddenly, end of last week, he couldn't hold on to the silence anymore. So he published a public statement saying, it's true, I have three children with my new wife. And yes, it's, you know, beyond the quota of this one-child policy. I'm sorry, and I'm willing to pay a fine.
Now, I'm wondering about all these details because just last month we reported on China's announcement that it was going to relax the one-child policy, like families would be allowed two children if one of the parents themselves was an only child. So how much trouble is Zhang Yimou really in?
He was in some trouble because the state made it very clear that even if now we are relaxing the one-child policy and a lot of people can have two children from now on, but if you had two children without prior permission from authorities before the policy was relaxed, you are still guilty and we still will find you and fine you. So in that sense, this was quite big news. And we all know that, you know, in China, celebrities have a very privileged life, and many of them break laws. They drive too fast. They have too many children and mistresses. But, you know, people are just saying, why we get fined and punished if we have just two children and celebrities like Zhang Yimou can get away with seven?
We're about to hear the really downside of the one-child policy. I mean, don't you think that people in China will want to see Zhang Yimou pay a big fine here?
Oh, yeah, they do. I think Zhang Yimou understands this sentiment perfectly. And he openly said, come and investigate my income and I'm willing to pay the fine.
You know, I read a recent account of the money that the Chinese central government makes in the fines from families that break the one-child policy. One report said $3.1 billion this year alone. I mean, that's a lot of cash. How is the law enforced? Is it a revenue earner for the government?
It is, actually. I was reading some reports about why this relaxation of one-child policy took so long, because I think part of the reason was because it was a revenue earner for the family planning offices all over the country and the officials that have to man these offices. In Zhang Yimou's case, I hear some netizens are talking about how much he has to pay because it's in proportion to your earnings. And the figure of 140 million yuan, Chinese yuan. This figure has been branded about.
How much is that in dollars, do you know?
In dollars, I don't know. In pounds, it's simply 24 million pounds. You can recalculate that into
US dollars. $35 million.
Yes. So it's quite a lot of money. And of course, he can afford this. Other people can't even afford a much cheaper fine. So there is some inequality there regarding how the policy is implemented. And if we remember the Chinese blind activist Chen Guangcheng, who went away to the U.S. embassy and then he's in the USA now, his fight was about forced abortions and sterilization. And those were done to really poor rural peasant women, and they wanted to have one more child or whatever, and then they were, you know, disallowed and forced to abort their children. So you can see how the practices were harming certain section of the population.
Yeah, well, that's a story we're about to hear. The BBC's Yuan Wu, thank you so much.
No problem.
My name is Ning Hui. You can call me Lulu. I'm 24 years old. I'm from China.
Lulu was a second baby born in her family. She wrote about being an illegal second child for courts.
I was born in a village close to Shanghai. I recently wrote an essay about me as an unwelcome second child from China. My parents had to risk a lot to have me. My mother had to go to an illegal clinic to remove the IUD the hospital inserted right after she gave birth to my older brother a couple of years earlier. She had to move to another village to have me. Otherwise, if anyone from my own village reported to local birth control bureau that she again was pregnant, then the bureau would have came and forced an abortion to her, which actually happened to millions of other mothers in China. So that's the reason she had to go to another village where people wouldn't report such issue. After I was born, they moved back and they paid a fine to the local birth control bureau, although it was all of their savings. But after I was born, then everything is all right. It is much more common to have more than one child in rural area than in the urban area. Actually, the policy has always been more loose in rural area in China. In urban cities, parents may have to face losing job if they hide their pregnancy and have second child. Growing up as the second child, I was never really angry toward my government or anything like that. But I don't really also want to be told who I am, have to marry and how many kids I should have. So I believe there has to be a lot more changes, but at least this is the start.
That was Ning Hui, or Lulu as she likes to be called. We have an excerpt from the essay about being an illegal second child in China at PRI.org.